Start With Your Plank by Amanda Eidelman, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 7, 3 through 5. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Our home got a little crazier this year when we welcomed home a 3-month-old foster baby while already raising our 3 young kids. As a result, my husband and I have been sleep-deprived and just a wee bit more grouchy than normal. Babies require around-the-clock care that our bodies aren't accustomed to having to give anymore. My response to this heightened stress level was to start sketching out in my mind all the ways I was going to preach my husband into having a better attitude. I spent one whole morning spelling out all the reasons why he needed to be cheerful at 3 a.m. when one of us has to get up and give this new baby a bottle. I was just so sure that he needed to let all the new stress, the demands, and the emotions just roll off his back without expressing frustration. This was my great plan until that still small voice whispered 3 little words. What about you? Once I took a moment and started reflecting on my own actions and attitude, I realized maybe I wasn't doing as well as I thought. My self-righteous internal monologue had conveniently overlooked how I had recently delivered short and grumpy answers to my husband's questions. There also was a 5 a.m. fight I instigated over whose turn it was to get a bottle. Clearly, I have a lot to work on before I start correcting my spouse's attitude. Those simple words, "What about you?" came straight from the Holy Spirit. They stopped me right in my tracks. By God's grace, I realized for the first time in a long time what a hypocrite I was being. I needed to show grace and work on my own attitude first, before I started accusing my husband of failing in the midst of this time of transition. How many times do we badger others over the things we think they're doing wrong, and all the while, we're overlooking our own failures? Proverbs 21:2 tells us that all our ways seem right to us. It's so easy to start believing we have it all figured out and consequently only focus on the ways others need to correct their lives. We miss our own planks while pointing out the dust someone else is dealing with. So next time you're ready to deliver a come to Jesus speech to a loved one, take a moment to first answer that simple question, "What about me?" See if it gives you pause, or at least offers a widened perspective for the situation that includes the ways you may also need to grow.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.